Hey, I've got a chart review. This is Texas Emergency Hospital. Date of visit was 10/15/2022. The doctor is Dr. Wagner. First patient, PG, 9-year-old with fever, cough, headache, wheezing. He was given Solumedrol IV, Motrin, Zithromycin, and Decadron PO in the emergency room. Swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, sent home with Zithromycin. Apparently, the patient was wheezing and was pretty hard, and it took a while for the wheezing to subside. Patient was there over 3 hours, period. No steroids were given for patient to take at home. Consider tapering steroids at home for severe asthma. I tried to call the patient, but no one answered. Next patient is RR, 55-year-old woman with bad acid reflux, vomiting, stomach pain in the emergency room, received Zofran, Toradol, Viscus, Lidocaine, and Maalox. Patient did have a high alkaline phosphatase that was not addressed. Patient had a potassium of 3.0 that was not addressed, was sent home with Pepcid with reflux. Blood pressure initially elevated. Also, at the time of discharge, it was 160 over 100. Patient is amlodipine, but this was not mentioned. I called the patient to make sure they do follow up on their liver function test elevation, but no one answered. I left a message. Next patient is LJ, 41-year-old woman, comes in complaining of right leg pain. Dr. Wagner states for years in quotation, but pain paper patient states that it's been fine since she had surgery a year and a half ago, and then she felt a pop in there and noticed some fluid-filled balls, B-A-L-L-S, in quotation, next to her knee, and that's when the pain started just a few days ago. She was given Norco 10-milligram crutches, and Dr. Wagner felt like patient maybe narcotic seeking, but no PDMP was patient's name was not looked up in PDMP, and no further workup, x-ray, or ultrasounds were done. Patient is going to see her orthopedist. Next patient is OF, is a 4-year-old with a large laceration on the back of the foot. The radiologist was concerned about an Achilles tendon laceration, but Dr. Wagner did not mention this. I called the family. Dr. Wagner did not mention this. He did close the wound. He ticked T-I-C-K-E-D. Everything is negative on the exam, as always. I was not able to get a hold of family since they were given instruction as how to follow up for possible Achilles tendon injury. We'll try to call the family again. Next patient is J.H. This is a 20-year-old with ingrown toenail, was diagnosed with infected nail, given Augmentin. No explanation as why the part of the nail that was causing the infection was not removed. Nevertheless, the patient had left a bad number in the emergency room, and I was not able to get a hold of anyone. Next patient is NP. This is a 30-year-old with a glass in the left foot. X-ray showed swelling of the left foot. No foreign body. Patient was sent home with no antibiotics. I left a message for patient to call me back. I.e., sometimes patients are given antibiotics, it's just not written in the chart, and a copy of the prescription is not taken. So I'm not sure if patient did not get any antibiotics till I talked to the patient. Next patient is M.M., 30-year-old with metal in both eyes. Norco 10 milligram in the ER, sent home with towel number 3. The nurses provided the eye tray, but there's no indication that it was done or what it showed. No drops or patches were applied, or if they were, they weren't documented. Patient did not answer his phone. Next patient is M.O., is a 52-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the finger. Patient says that Dr. Wagner refused to see him at first and wanted to send him to a different hospital because he did not do gunshots, in quotation. But then there's a practitioner talked him into coming in and looking at it, and especially since the x-ray showed no evidence of bony involvement. And nurse practitioner sewed him up, and he was very happy and grateful to the nurse practitioner. He stated that he didn't want to see that doctor again ever in his life, and then he hung up on me. He was sent home with Tylenol number 3 and Keflex. Next patient is H.M. This is a 70-year-old woman with a dog bite on the ankle. No one answered the phone. The dog bite was a couple of days old. Dr. Wagner stated that patient had not been taking care of it. Now it becomes infected. But again, there's no evidence of any antibiotics prescribed. Again, I won't know for sure till I talk to the patient. No one answered the phone. I called numerous times today. Next patient is DC, 22-year-old woman with lower abdominal pain. Patient was given Toradol, Zofran in the emergency room. Patient has a history of ovarian cyst. Had an ultrasound 2 days ago. Pain is on the left side. CT scan shows a corpus luteum cyst on the right side. CBC, CMP, UA, UPT were negative. They told the patient she may have been pregnant and hence the reason for the corpus luteum. She's still having the same amount of pain. She's going to go in to see her OB-GYN doctor. She was sent home with diclofenac, but she said with no explanation whatsoever. Next patient is PB, is 25-year-old severe lower abdominal pain after sex. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UPT negative. CT was negative except for hemorrhagic right ovarian cyst. That would explain a patient's pain. And the findings, no GC, chlamydia, or no STD testing was done. Patient was given Tylenol number 3, but the diagnosis was endometriosis. Patient with no history of endometriosis in the past. She did not answer the phone to see how she's doing today. She left a message. This one is Wayne, W.S. W.S. is a 58-year-old with side pain, was treated with Toradol. White count was 15,000. Nevertheless, no CT was done. Patient was diagnosed with renal colic. The urine showed minimal blood. Blood sugar was 355, was never addressed. And again, there's no evidence that patient was sent home with any medication. He did not answer his phone today. Diagnosis of renal colic was that, and it was the final diagnosis on the diagnosis box. Again, with no CT. And a white count of 15,000. Next patient is IP, 31-year-old with stomach pain, diarrhea, vomiting, CBC, CMP negative, white count 12,000. No CT was done. Put on Prilosec. Patient states she's better and she was happy with the care. Next patient is GW, 49-year-old with a cut on her left hand, 2 days old. Patient had bandages applied and was sent home. She states that she got some antibiotics. I asked her if she got some antibiotics. She said yes, but again, the chart doesn't show any evidence of antibiotics given. There's actually no discharge instruction in these charts mentioned above. She was happy with the care, nevertheless, and there's no further bleeding. Next patient is JT, a 9-year-old seen with abdominal pain for a week. CBC, CMP, ear analysis was negative. No CT scan was done. White count was within normal limits. Diagnosis of constipation was made, and mom was happy with the care that was given in the emergency room, and patient is doing better. Thank you.